Hello there. I also wanted to tell you, thanks for your email yesterday, and I couldn't do any of this without your help. So much of this is because of you. Thanks so much for helping my business grow. It's fabulous and fun. So when I talk to people about the difference between group and individual, these are the things that I say in order to help them make their decision. I say something like, you know, some people will even choose group over individual, even if they can afford it, because they like the idea, number one, that they're going to get support from multiple places. So not just thoughts and feedback from me as the coach, but they'll get feedback and thoughts and ideas maybe from everyone else in the group. And they also will get support from the buddy that they're paired up with in the group. So they get support from three different places, me as the coach, everyone else in the group, and their buddy. And they also like the idea that they're going through this with other people, that they've got a sense of community, and they're all in the same boat, and they're not alone, so they'll choose the group because of that as well. And finally, they'll choose the group, obviously, because the cost is so much better. So obviously, with individual, the reason why people would choose that is because they want to try to move forward a little bit faster, like they're really antsy, or they feel like they need that individual attention and are going to have a lot of questions and really want it to be tailored exactly to them, and obviously could afford it. So those are kind of the pros and cons of each to help you explain it to them in case they ask. And the way that I describe my packages is I always describe what they get first. So what the group includes is 18 calls. You get 3 calls a month. All of the calls are 55 minutes. They're recorded, so you can miss one if you make it up. You get the workbook. You get unlimited email access to me and the support of the group and your buddy as well. And then I tell them what the cost is. So you always say, this is what Michael says, you always say what they get first. So they're like, oh, wow, this is a lot. And then you tell them the price after. So if you're doing that, quote them the price at the end. And there was something else I just thought of. With a group, oh, I can't remember what it was. The group versus individual. Oh, yes. Okay, so the last thing that sometimes people feel like, if they choose the group, what if they want access to me and want to do a session with me? Like, what if they're really struggling with something? So the other thing that I'll tell them about the group to kind of sell them on it, too, is to say, you know that if you sign up for the group, if you want to do a session or two with Hallie, either during the group or afterwards, you can do that and just pay for it separately. That makes people feel better, too, like, you know, they're not tied to one or the other, and they do have an option to get in touch with me if they need to and do a session over the phone. So if you need to write up a script for this and you want me to edit it, just let me know. But I hope this helps you in case they ask the questions about the group. I mean, ideally, I'd rather get them on the phone. So, you know, a few questions is okay. And if they, you know, like if you have to do it via email, and I'd rather not quote the prices via email. I'd rather get them on the phone because that's so much better in terms of selling them. So if they ask a few quick questions over the phone, you can describe it to them and then get them signed up. But if they start to get into more detail and stuff via email, just say, let's go ahead and set up the consultation because Hallie's the best one to answer these questions. Okay, I hope this helps. Thanks.